You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. It's getting closer, isn't it? Are we all getting excited? Of course we are. Good morning. It is December the 22nd. It is Thursday. Yes, we're almost there. Great to be with you this morning. And it is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D here on 89.3 Cool FM. We're just a fraction after 7 o'clock. And I'm going to be with you for the next 3 hours, entertaining you and getting your day started on the right foot. Let's take a look. December the 22nd, a few things relevant to today's date. Armed Forces Day today is being recognised in Vietnam. Dong Si Festival, or Winter Solstice Festival, as it is here in Chinese, means the extreme of winter. Is one of the most important Chinese and East Asian festivals celebrated by the Chinese, Japanese, Koreans and Vietnamese. During the Dong Zi solar term, this is the winter solstice, on or around the 22nd of December, according to East Asia time. Mother's Day is being celebrated today in Indonesia. National Mathematics Day, that's celebrating in India. Some might say. Teachers Day today in Cuba, and it's Unity Day today. Where's that? That is in Zimbabwe. Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Ride the wild wind. Gonna ride the whirlwind. It ain't dangerous. Enough for me.
Get your head down, baby. Yeah. We're gonna ride tonight. Your angel eyes. Shining bright. I wanna take your hand, lead you from this place. Don't leave it all behind. Check out this rat race. Ride the wild wind. Hey, 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 hey.
the races in my head, I'm attacking the illusion like the stopping Jesse man.
From Palm Springs, reporting for Embassy Sports of America. 20 seconds to the start of the 31st party.
Don't melt the rest of you. I feel better after those two. We started off with Ride the Wild Wind from Queen, of course, and followed on one of my favourite tracks, well, probably my favourite track from Yellow, and that is called The Race. Oh, that got me going. The old heart going, that did. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 10 and a half minutes exactly. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. And so I'm going to be with you right through till 10. A bit more Christmas music, culminating tomorrow, by the way, in a whole program of Christmas music. No news, not a mess, just lovely music for the holidays. bring us exactly to 15 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. That is Gene Kahn. Isn't that lovely? Don't let it go to your head. That must be all the alcohol at this time of the year. That's what I reckon. Anyway, that has brought us to this time on this morning's program. Just trying to get you in the shower on your way to wherever it is you're going today. Going from a Gene Kahn, going to a Kathy Dennis. Touching yourself in the shower this morning, and that's Kathy Dennis. And that's it. Time to get you out of the shower on your way to where it is you're going today. Time-wise, we're 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, coming up on this morning's program. In the 8 o'clock hour, all being well, Dr. Computer's going to come in, have a Christmas chat with us. A little bit of eggnog and some fruitcake. Oh, we know how to live here, you know. Oh, yes, indeedy. All getting ready for Christmas.
Magnolia trees at night, sparkling bright. The fields of cotton love, wintry white, when it's Christmas time in New Orleans. A barefoot choir and prayer fills the air. Mississippi folks gathering there, 'cause it's Christmas time in New Orleans. You see a Dixieland Santa Claus leading the band to a good old Creole beat. Golly, what a spirit! You can only hear it down on Basin Street. Your cares will disappear when you hear, hallelujah, St. Nicholas is here, when it's Christmas time in New Orleans.
There we go. Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, and Christmas in New Orleans. Here's an always a favorite one at Christmas time. This is the Pogues.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain dew. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a years for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks we were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, going back. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Learn.
Yes, there we go. The Pogues there, and a fairy tale of New York. Always a favourite, that one, isn't it? I tell you what, time on the breakfast show. We're about a little bit early, about a minute early, but we're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView, por su tecnología es tu favorita, por todas sus funciones es tu favorita, por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita, autolimpiado y ciclín en 10 minutos, ventana InstaView, air fryer incorporada, tecnología ThinQ, por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita, no esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ADP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Rent a Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, indeed, it is time on the breakfast show. We are just a few seconds away from 7:30 the hour of 7 o'clock, taking a look at some of the international news and business news for this Thursday, 22nd of December. Russia said on Thursday that supplies of U.S. Patriot missile systems to Ukraine, announced during Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to Washington, would not help settle the conflict or prevent Russia from achieving its goals. In a call with reporters, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said that there had been no signs of readiness for peace talks during Zelensky's visit, proving that the United States was fighting a proxy war with Russia to the last Ukrainian. The Shanghai hospital has told its staff to prepare for a tragic battle with COVID-19 as it expects half of the city's 25 million people will get infected by the end of next week, while the virus sweeps through China largely unchecked. After widespread protests against strict mitigation measures, China this month began dismantling its zero COVID regime, which had taken a great financial and psychological toll on its 1.4 billion people. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried left the Bahamas on Wednesday on a US-bound flight to face fraud charges, as federal prosecutors announced that two of his former associates had pleaded guilty to similar charges and were now cooperating with the government. The government in Tokyo is investigating a report that China has set up covert police stations inside Japan amid similar checks by authorities in European countries, the United States and in Canada. And a United States couple detained in Uganda on charges of aggravated torture of a 10-year-old boy face an additional charge of aggravated child trafficking that carries the death penalty if they are convicted, state prosecutors said on Wednesday. Popular short video app TikTok is offering to operate more of its business at arm's length and subject to outside security scrutiny, rather, as it tries to convince the US government to allow it to remain under the ownership of Chinese technology company ByteDance, according to people familiar with the matter. And Donald Trump, well, apparently he paid no income tax during the final full year of his presidency, as he reported a loss from his sprawling business interests, according to tax figures released by the congressional panel. The dollar softened against major currencies and European stocks ticked higher on Thursday, as easing U.S. inflation expectations reinforced investor confidence of a let-up in price pressures. The Japanese yen inched closer to the four-month peak it scaled against the dollar on Tuesday, after a hawkish policy tweak by the Bank of Japan fueled widespread bets that the most dovish central bank of 2022 would roll back monetary stimulus. Meanwhile, consumer confidence rose to its highest reading since April, beating expectations of economists polled by Reuters and sparking a rally on Wall Street that lifted beaten-down European stocks on Thursday. The view is that we're getting close to the end of rate hikes and perhaps there will be a Fed pivot, said Anish Grewai, portfolio manager of London-based hedge fund Enora Global. Markets are too relaxed about this, he said, but the expectations are that we get to around September next year and we're in a rate-cutting mode. European Stock 600 share index rose 0.3%, putting it on course for a near 2% weekly gain, though it remains on track for a double-digit annual loss. Oil prices, they climbed for a fourth straight day on Thursday, with U.S. crude, heating oil and jet fuel stocks growing tighter just as a wintry blast hits the United States. Brent crude futures gained 74 cents or 0.9% to trade at $82.94 at 9:11 GMT this morning, extending gains of around 2.7% from the previous session. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures hitting their highest since the 5th of December earlier were up 81 cents or 1% at $79.10 a barrel. And there we go. There's a look. Those are some of the international news headlines for this morning and business as well. Here on this morning's Breakfast Show, keeping an eye on the time, we're coming down to 25 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock.
Muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug and it must crab land and they shield me. Sam is so skinny. And they whirl and they twirl and they dangle. I'm singing and jangin' a jangle. Float like the heavens above. Looks like there's a Susie on it. Would you please be my missus? Susie says yes with a kiss. Now he's tickling a fancy, rubbing her toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as they wriggle. Sue starts to giggle.
Captain and Tennille and Muskrat Love. Hello, tweety things in there. Tell you what, let's check in with Renee over there in Athens in Greece this morning. She says, good morning, it's mittens and bathroom towel warmer weather today. I wouldn't wear your bathroom towel when you're going out. Went to the grocery store only to promptly turn around and leave. Why? Realised you got your bath towel on. she said, it was a madhouse. Well, don't you remember Panamanian Christmas then? Anyway, what she did was got home and ordered all my groceries to be delivered tomorrow afternoon, she says. Hung up two lonely Christmas stockings today, feeling sad our girls won't be with us for the first time ever on Christmas. Oh, that's a shame. She says, going to a Christmas light show tonight, so hopefully that will lift my spirits. Please could you play a Sheryl Crow's version of Blue Christmas? There we go. Sheryl Crow's and Blue Christmas. That's for Renee there, over there in Athens in Greece this morning. So do you know what? I'll be honest with you. That's the first time I've heard that version of Blue Christmas. I tell you what, I think she must have had a pretty good night before, don't you? I'm dreaming of a Blue Christmas. It really sounds as if they've got a hangover, don't you think so? Anyway, I tell you what, somebody who doesn't look as if he's got a hangover is with us right now in the Breakfast Show. Good morning, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman.
Good morning, Jerry.
And how are you doing so far? Got all your, are you in a Christmas spirit yet?
As much as I can be, yeah.
Okay, we've got some over there. We've got some rum.
Oh, awesome.
So that's Christmas spirit.
I'll have a bit. Right. Not too much, I'm driving. I don't want to have a blue Christmas, or a green one for that matter.
Anyway, what are your plans over Christmas?
Just going away for the weekend, somewhere where cell phone reception's not too good, and see if I can unplug for a while, which is not...
You can always stay in the city then, if you...
Well, if you're driving around town right now, you might as well stay in the city, like, in your car. I went to run some errands last night, and I actually saw a few cars almost for an hour, just bumper to bumper, move, like, maybe 2 or 3 meters. I guess something had happened at the beginning of Via Argentina, where it meets Via España or something, maybe a car crash. And it just backed up traffic the entire Via Argentina on one of the lanes. So it was weird just watching them, scream their lungs out and honk their horns till they're broke.
Yeah, I mean, honking horns doesn't really happen, you know, it doesn't really help much, does it? Because
no, it's not like the vibrations from the horn make the cars phase out of existence so you can just drive through them.
I can't use my car horn at the moment. It's embarrassing because it's sort of on its way out and it goes,
So it's like your car had a speech impediment.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're not doing. So how long are you taking a break for? Are you going to be back at work next week?
I am going to be back at something, just not work. I took, like, the rest of the year off.
Oh, good.
But I will keep an eye on my emails and things, just in case something urgent pops up or whatever. But it's just... kind of, you know how people call it a staycation where you take a vacation but you stay home? Well, this is kind of like I'm off from the grind of daily work, but I'm just keeping an eye on things just to make sure nothing breaks while I'm away.
Yeah, no, good idea. I mean, normally I do what you say, and that's sort of take off between Christmas and New Year. But we had a rather long holiday this year, so and we're going on vacation... all being well in May next year. So I thought, no, it's, you know, 4 days between Christmas and New Year, and I'm not doing anything else, so I might as well sit around and play some music. But I'm going to do simple. It's going to save me time because I'm not going to do any preparation for anything. Monday, we got the day off. Tuesday, normal time, 7 till 10. And I'm just going to sit down, open up my music catalog, and I'm just going to play 60s music on Monday, 70s Tuesday, Wednesday will be 80s and 90s on Friday. That's nice because I miss out the 20s.
Well, so, maybe by this time in January you'll be playing the music of the future.
Well, yeah. But no, I'm just gonna do that. Come in and just play some music. It'll be very relaxed, and say no news, nothing to depress anybody until the new year.
I mean, I kind of say it in jest, the music of the future thing, but I know there's a couple of artists that I've heard on your show before they actually went mainstream, like Adele, for example. I know I heard about Adele from this show, like, months or maybe years before she made it, like, hugely successfully, like she did afterwards. So I think you've got a good ear there for talent.
And my other one is one of my... favorite artist out of London. In fact, she lives not far from where I used to live. There's a girl called, a lady called Joy Crooks, and she's already starting to get some accolades and some awards. And she's going to be, she's got a very, very nice voice. She's going to make it In a few years' time. Big time, I think.
The Breakfast Show bump. It's legendary.
It. Yeah, well, that's it. You know, there's no hope for them once I start playing their music. I tell you, we're going to have a quick break, and we'll be back with Alex in just a moment. And let's talk about music. It's from Mary Lou. Good morning to Mary Lou. She wished everybody a good morning this morning. She sent me a little video, and it's just a couple of minutes long, but it's really very nice. I'm just going to play it for you because this is what Mary Lou is wishing all of us and all of you.
Luigi.
Bob.
Pronta? Allora, devi dare il meglio di te, come sai, e devi cantare forte, questo insegna Babbo. Senza paura, ok?
It's a song. I really like it.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año. Y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Babbo, credi in Babbo Natale?
Certo.
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
Of course.
Feliz Navidad.
Love that. It's a lovely version. That I wasn't sure who it was. It's a video. It's all done very nice. It's all in white, and all the scenery's white, and everything. And some of the annotations on the voice made me think it was perhaps Jose Feliciano, so getting up, but it's not. Andrea Bocelli and his family, and it's really sweet. It's nice. Thank you.
Nice harmonizing.
It was. Yeah, it got nice voices.
Not and bad. By the way, the eggnog's pretty good if you pour a little bit of coffee in it.
Ah, okay.
It's like a nice dessert. Version of coffee.
Oh, I must try that. I'll do that in a minute. I've just got rum in my coffee at the moment. I had to make space on this, put the fruit cake. Yes. And is there any sort of emerging techie things that we can look forward to? Any innovations?
Artificial intelligence is all the rage now with ChatGPT.
Exactly. I've been on there. That's amazing.
Totally. And in fact, for example, I've had a couple of presentations in the past week where I wouldn't say that I had ChatGPT do the whole thing for me, but it was a great place to start just to get the conversation going. For example, I had to talk about, different things that have to do with the cybersecurity area to a group of people. And I just prompted, hey, what are some aspects of cybersecurity that people should, be aware of. And it gave me a list about six or seven. I added one or two more. And then I took each one that it gave me and then went a little bit further than the basic AI, went with. Gave some details, some backstories, some cases that I've handled and so on. And just from a five-minute prompt, I got at least, an hour's worth of a lecture with about only 15 to 20 minutes of work, where it usually would have taken me twice as long as at least.
But it's amazing the language it uses and the way it puts things together. You know, we always joke about it like with Google Translate, the way that sort of comes, which is, very bad. But this, you just, like you say, you ask it something and it comes back with, kids must love this. They're not going to have to do any exams anymore.
Yes and no. If you're a teacher right now, just like when you You know, like teachers 20 years ago had to deal with changes in, you know, the overall technology sphere and whatever. They still have to do the same today. And it's more of a going back to your roots approach in the sense that, for example, people talk about Socrates and Aristotle and whatever and how they would just walk around the yard and just lecturing and then conversing with students and asking them, what's your take? What do you get from all of this? And I believe teachers will have to pretty much do the same thing in the sense that instead of just rote and repetition and so on, you're going to have to
pull it out of them.
Exactly. And ask them, so how do you see this? Here are the facts. Here is the evidence. Here is the data. What conclusions can we draw from this? And then take it from there. The artificial intelligence can provide a lot of background, maybe explain it in different words, not better, just different words than what you're using. And I think teachers can also benefit by passing these prompts to the artificial intelligence to see what the information out there that this artificial intelligence is based on says, and just take it from there as well. It's a tool, just like a hammer or a ruler or a slide rule or anything like that.
But where did this come from? And just sort of all of a sudden, I saw a little article about, you know, the GPT. What's the full name?
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT, exactly. Thank you. And I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. You sort of registered on or whatever. And I can't remember the question I asked it now. And I was gobsnapped. It was like talking to a person and then actually writing something. It didn't seem
artificial.
Exactly.
Well, that's the good thing about artificial intelligence. You know how artificial intelligence has been coming around, has been, you know, going around, being looked at since the 60s. And, the first systems were called inference engines, where it would take a couple of questions and ask you things and then infer the answer from that. Well, fast forward 25, 30, 40 years into the future, and you get what you have now, which is a very highly advanced statistical analysis that's akin to the text prediction on your phone. If you start typing words on your phone, it has a database or it looks up a huge table of what the most likely words are that follow this. Now, take that to the next level, and you can analyze the patterns between the words that we use. Right now, it's working pretty well in English and Spanish. I'm sure if you tried the same thing in a lesser known or lesser spoken language, the results might be a little bit more more limited. Because it's all based on reading through billions of documents and just looking at the patterns. People think this almost sounds sentient. It really isn't. It's just our human talent for pattern recognition that when taken to extremes, also called pareidolia, makes us see like a face on Mars because of a shadow and things like that. It just reeks of sentience, but it isn't really. It's just a very highly sophisticated way of analyzing the patterns that we use for words. If we had fed this through, for example, the works of Shakespeare and so on, it would sound completely different and so on. In fact, in some cases, you can ask it to, say, write a song about doing a breakfast show, but in the style of the Pirates of Penzance. And it'll probably come out with, you know, I'm the very model of a modern radio personality or something. And that's kind of how it works. Now, it tries to mimic the way we do things, but we don't understand the way we do things enough to actually make it exactly like the way we do things. What, as long as there's that gap, and, you know, depending on who you ask, the process of conscience and sentience might have to do something at the quantum level, not the mechanical level. So we might very much approach some of the nuances of language and things like that, but it'll never really, really get there until we make some changes in the way we understand.
I can see this in the future as this is sort of developed further and is more sort of mainstream. is that this will be, for instance, if you have a tech problem with a particular issue, you know, we now do the chat, is that you'll type in what the problem is, and the artificial intelligence will come back with the answers.
It might come back with an approach that you haven't looked at before, which might actually solve the problem. It might not be the best way to solve the problem, but it might be a way to solve the problem, which can let you approach the actual best solution eventually. Right now, if you ask it to look at code and things like that, it will, and it actually does a pretty good job, because computer code can understand, and this is in big quotes, computer code a lot better than we can, because computer code is an approximation of human language. But once you're working with the mathematics of computer code, you can actually tell it, hey, I need a WordPress plugin that will do this and that and whatever. And what it will do is it will look at the plethora of other plugins and their source code that it has looked at, find out what the patterns are, and propose a solution that might just work.
I saw an example on there when somebody actually had a program, computer program, certain section of it, and couldn't work out the problem. And he sent it to it and says, I have a problem. And it came back and said, I think you might want to try doing this, changing it. What I'm getting at, Alex, is this just suddenly appeared. There was nothing sort of building up that, oh, you know, so-and-so is working on doing this or whatever. All of a sudden I hear about ChatGPT, and it, bang, it's there, and people are just sort of, I think the second day it went back and said, please wait, we're under pressure sort of thing, and we're expanding our servers.
This is more like the third or fourth version of this very same effort. It has been going on for years. If you look at the page where they have their frequently asked questions and so on, you'll find out that it's been an effort that's been taking years. And it's the product of looking at all these web pages around the internet and so on. For example, the solution that this person that you mentioned found is probably something that that person might have found after Googling for half an hour or something like that. But if one thing computers can do much better than we can is look at copious amounts of data in fractions of a second. And this is not new. This is from like the 1940s. So it's like how a hammer is much better than using your fist to drive in a nail. A computer and an algorithm running through all of this collective knowledge of humanity is a lot better finding that needle in a box of needles, not a haystack, but an actual box of other needles, to find the exact one that you want, or the one that looks most like the one that you need, and maybe you can just whittle it to exactly what you need.
Interesting. All right, well, look, we're coming up to the top of the hour. We're going to go to the news. Are you off now, Alex, or are you going
to
hang around
for
a bit?
Yeah, I have to run a few errands before I can, you know, run off to the woods somewhere and just unplug a little bit for a while. So I'm going to run some errands. Already washed my car, packed all my recyclables in the back, got them to the place that had to, you know, where you bring your recycling boxes and everything.
And that's the side of, it's on the side of which road?
No. There's actually one near my home in Betania, of all places. Unfortunately, there's not one that I know of that's closer to my home. I live in Carrasquilla. But I found this place, and you can bring your egg cartons and cardboard boxes and plastic bags and things like that. And the truck that took the things was actually there picking everything up. I asked if they also took an old printer. And they said, sure, we'll take it. And so I dropped it off with them. I was about to see if my friends at Salva Máquina might do something about it, or recycle it, or use it for parts or anything. But it's really old, and I think it's better just, you know, going to the recycling plant.
Don't look at me. Can you say that, Alex, please? Have a wonderful Christmas.
You too.
And you'll be back with us in the new year, all being well.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Dr. Computer, Alex Newman with us here on this morning's breakfast show. Time on the breakfast show, by the way, to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView, por su tecnología es tu favorita, por todas sus funciones es tu favorita, por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos, ventana InstaView, air fryer incorporada, tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
El Teatro Nayansi se viste de gala para celebrar los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival con Danilo Pérez, Brian Blade, John Patitucci, Erika Ender, Chucho Valdés, Global Jazz Womex, Román Díaz y muchos más. Del 16 al 21 de enero, compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Hey, Jerry, with a G. And now with a J. If it's Jerry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. My toast says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go. Cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
tell you what, I'm getting more and more into that band. They call themselves Poolside. And that's their cover of Groovin'. Very nice. Poolside is American. They call themselves a new disco and chill wave band from coming out of LA in California. Right, let me see. Next on the turntable, we don't have one of those anymore. It's the Stereophonics. I just wanted the goods. Time on the break for show, keeping an eye on the time. Coming down to 19 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock.
Step in the ring, and you feel that swing, and you need that pound, then you hit the ground. I just wanted the goods, I just wanted the goods, I just wanted the goods, I just wanted the goods. You buy the diamond ring, it goes bling, bling, bling. You got a rabbit on your back, then it's yakety yak. I just wanted the goods. I just wanted that good. I just wanted that good. I just wanted that good. Where's your heart, man? Where's your soul? Where's your balls, man? Where's the gold? Where's your guts, man? What's your own?
morning, Dan. Well, good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, tomorrow's the big day for me. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts before the big man comes down the chimney. I sure wish I had a chimney so he could squeeze his tiny little buttocks through it. Anyways, it was a beautiful afternoon yesterday. Mrs. Claus was invited to the church next door where the kids were getting some hot dogs and Christmas goodies, something to eat, something to drink, and they wanted their pictures taken with Mrs. Claus. So I found out she was there, her friendly elf was there, her grumpy elf was there, and even a Rudolph showed up there. So wow, what a catastrophe. It was actually a really wonderful time. Those kids are so appreciative. They loved having their pictures taken with Mrs. Claus and the other elves and whatnot. And they would sit on the laps and everything, and then there was a magic moment where they couldn't open their sodas. So they asked Mrs. Claus to open their sodas. And she did a little magic wave across the soda, and then she twisted the cap right off. Next thing you know, she had a lineup of kids wanting all of their soda bottles opened up. It was truly fun and magical. I'm so glad I got to see that and be a part of that. Well, it is Thursday, and those beautiful bushes out there, oh, they're going to get some trimming today. Yes, the gardener comes on Thursdays, and I'm hoping he'll come and chip-chop, plop-plop, clip-clap the yard a little bit because it needs a little touch-up before the man comes. Well, I got, we're going to go decorate the float today. I have an understanding that there'll be a 6 people boarding a wonderful little device that's going to roll around the El Valle City. We'll have sure to take some pictures and send them to you, Yaz, and of course to you, Jerry, and see what's going on there. Hey, shout out to Jackie. Happy birthday, Jackie. And let's see, it's going to be a busy day today. We got to decorate the float, we got to get it on wheels, get the lights going and whatnot. And then I understand Mrs. Claus and her other 5 cronies will ride around El Valle on Friday passing out candies and cheer to the children of El Valle. Oh, it's going to be a super time. Glad to be a part of it. Oh, now I'm going to sit down, drink a cup of coffee and sit in the sunshine. Until tomorrow's Freaky Friday Fun Facts, back to you in the studio.
The little boy that Santa Claus forgot, and goodness knows he didn't want a lot. He sent a note to Santa for some soldiers and a drum. It broke his little heart when he found Santa hadn't come. In the street he envies all those lucky boys, then wanders home to last year's broken toys. I'm so sorry for that laddie, he hasn't got a daddy. The little boy that Santa Claus forgot. You know, Christmas comes but once a year for every girl and boy. The laughter and the joy they find in each brand. I'll tell you of a little boy who lives across the way. This little fellow's Christmas is just... He's the little boy that Santa Claus forgot. And goodness knows he didn't want a lot. In the street, he envies all those lucky boys. Then wanders home to last year's broken toys. I'm so sorry for that laddie, he hasn't got a daddy. The little boy that Santa Claus forgot.
I saw your picture in the paper. But the pain was there for all to see as the snow turned to rain. I saw your picture, didn't know what to do. A lonely face in the crowd. In the moment when the world stood still and tears lay on the ground. Wherever I go, I will think of you. Wherever I do, whatever I say, on this Christmas day. Is it heaven that has the final word? With the world at your feet. Wherever I go, I will think of you. Whatever I do, whatever I say, on this Christmas day.
There we go, that's the Moody Blues and On This Christmas Day. That was preceded by Mr. Nat King Cole and the little boy that Santa Claus forgot. And don't forget, tomorrow, by the way, just chatting there with our intrepid outdoor reporter with Ingrid. What we're going to do tomorrow, we're going to zoom in with Ingrid tomorrow, and perhaps you'll find Mrs. Claus over there as well. So tomorrow we're going to zoom in with Ingrid, and we'll do our Freaky Fun Facts Friday with a live sort of on Zoom tomorrow. And of course there'll be Yasmin here in the studio, so Yas and I, we're going to keep the mic open on Yas tomorrow, so she'll be an integral part of tomorrow's program. Oh, I think she's just left. Oh, just something I said. By the way, good morning, Yas.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, we're going to have fun tomorrow, aren't we?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, I'm going to leave you...
Every Friday.
Yes, we do every Friday, don't we? I'm going to leave the mic on. You're going to be an integral part. You're going to be my co-host tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we'll have fun. We're going to say, I was chatting with Ingrid. We're going to zoom in with Ingrid there in Alvai tomorrow. She does some great things down there. She does, she must be great for the community.
Mm-hmm, of course.
All right, yes, so we'll be doing, we're going to have fun. And tomorrow, by the way, no news.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to depress everybody.
Yes, please.
Tomorrow is going to be a day of getting ready for our Christmas. And also the weather report tomorrow will be the same as today.
Mm-hmm.
Studio window.
Mm-hmm.
Sun is shining.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a cloud in the sky when I got up this morning. The sun was just coming up. And there was this sort of beautiful, you had the horizon and you had this beautiful band of orange fading into the sort of the morning blue of the sky. Absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
So that's our weather forecast for tomorrow as well.
Okay,
so tomorrow's just going to be nice Christmas music. We've got our eggnog, we've got our fruitcake, and we're going to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We like fun, don't we? Yes.
Of course, yes.
Yes, always. Right. And are you going to do anybody in music today later on?
Oh, yes, of course.
All right. And I tell you what, tomorrow, it's the 23rd. But what we'll do tomorrow, let's have a look and see if we can find anybody, this is a chore for you, anybody born on the 25th of December who has made Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there you are. That'll keep you busy.
Yes.
Oh, I'm back with you in a little bit, yes.
Okay.
Now, talk about nice music, because I really did enjoy that on this this Christmas Day from Moody Blues. Of course, they're one of my favourite bands anyway. But this is also a lovely song. It's Karen Sosa.
Para hacer este bolero.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Best place to be in the mornings.
I'm
There we go, following on from Karen Sosa and Strawberry Field Trevor. That's a beautiful version of that song. There's, of course, Rose Royce and Wishing on a Star. And it was written, in fact, by the former the Undisputed Truth member, that was Billy Ray Calvin, and produced by Norman Whitfield. It was originally offered, by the way, to Barbara Streisand for her album project, but later declined, and first recorded as a single by Rose Royce in 1977. Of course, since then it's been covered by numerous other artists, including the Cover Girls. That was in 1992. Seal did that in 2011. He recorded that. Jay-Z in 1998, and Beyonce did it in 2005. If you want to keep an eye on the time, we are just coming down to 16 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've joined us since 8 o'clock and you missed the news, well, don't forget, we do have it for you at 9 o'clock this morning again. And today's date, if you're wondering, we're just almost there, aren't we? 22nd of December today, and it is Thursday. Relevant to today's date, in the year 1851, the first freight train is operated. This is in a place called Roorkee in India. In 1910, United States postal savings stamps were issued for the first time. They were discontinued in 1914. They didn't last long, just 4 years. And Lucy, what else we got for today? 1937, the Lincoln Tunnel opens to traffic in New York City on this day. And in 1956, Kolo, the first gorilla to be born in captivity, was born where? At the Columbus, Ohio Zoo. Isn't that nice? So there are some of the things relevant to today's date, 22nd of December. Mm-hmm. There we go. That is Empire of the Sun. The track is called We Are the People. Empire of the Sun, by the way, an Australian electronic music duo. And they were formed back in 2007. Now, the duo is a collaboration between Luke Steele of alternative rock band The Sleepy Jackson and Nick Littlemore. Now, you'll recognise this name. He's the of the electronic dance band Panal. Empire of the Sun's 2008, their debut album, which was called Walking on a Dream, brought them international success and has been certified double platinum in Australia and gold in the United Kingdom. The album provided a number of internationally charting singles, including Walking on a Dream, which peaked at number 10, and the Australian ARIA singles chart, and reached number 64 on the UK single chart. We Are the People, the one we just played, which peaked at number 14 on a UK singles chart. So there you are, that is it. Aren't they good? Empire of the Sun. And I mentioned there one of the members being from the band Panal. Of course, we remember Panal, don't we? Remember Elton John and Dua Lipa, Cold Heart, and the Panal remix? Plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162. 5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that +507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Who are you?
Don't
touch that dial. 5162. In the summer, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was Penny Paradise, just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor night, never take it easy on the PDA. I don't miss you, at least not that way, but someone better want me like that someday.
Mentioned her to Alex when he was with us this morning. She's going to go a long way, Joy Crooks. And this was called When You Were Mine. And look forward, and I look forward to when she brings out something new.
Just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful, what's your
father
mind?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better
beautiful, see. Please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I
the
pour. Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in the
no
drink?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
well.
No, no,
mind
no.
If I move in
close?
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Really,
oh, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
I
Maybe it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But maybe it's cold outside.
The welcome has
How
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be just
Gosh, busy. Your lips look
My
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is busy.
Gosh, your lips are delicious. Never such a blizzard before. But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
dressed.
Thrill when you touch my hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't
get
say.
Over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
There we go, yes, Odyssey and Native New Yorker. And that's going out to Marva this morning. Good morning to you, Marva. Drop us a little line on our WhatsApp. And I hope you can have a great day and you enjoyed that one. Native New Yorker, by the way, it was written by Sandy Linzer and Denny Randall. And first recorded by Frankie Valli and released on his album, which was called Lady Put the Light Out. Later in 1977, though, became a hit single for the Salt Dance Band, the one we just played, Odyssey, reaching number 3 on a US disco chart. Odyssey's Native New Yorker also went to number 6 on the Soul chart, number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100, and over there in the United Kingdom, where, of course, we have extremely good taste, that one went to number 5. Barry White and Oh What a Night for Dancing. We're 19 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And I've got a little bit of a story for you here. WhatsApp here. Rowena. Rowena and Phil says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, and the Breakfast Show listeners. Now, you beat me to it. I was about to request Baby It's Cold Outside because it's minus 11 degrees Fahrenheit here in Denver this morning. That's minus 23 Celsius. That's a little bit chilly. There are so many versions of that song, that one, Baby It's Cold Outside. We also have snow this morning, and it was 50 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 10 degrees Celsius yesterday here. Phil won't be happy until we go to Mexico next week. Now, hang on. Mexico. Again? Again? Mexico? What happened to Panama? It was used to come to Panama. So now it's at Mexico. All right. Well, we know where we stand. That's okay. We just carry on. You did ask if we could play. We've got something to warm you up. You did ask if we could please play for you Warm Weather by Pieces of a Dream. The Cheers. That's Rowena and Phil there in Denver in Coronado. Colorado. Not Coronado. Remember Coronado? Yeah.
There is no.
Bit of warm weather there going out to Rowena and Phil. And of course, the other thing, when it's cold like that, what do you need? You need a bit of hot chocolate, don't you? Especially when they're singing about Christmas. Brand new Christmas. There we go. That's Hot Chocolate and Brand New Christmas. Right, let's take a trip over to the other side, or behind me at any rate. Yes, hello.
Hello again.
what have you got doing today? You got any events or?
No,
they're all sort of winding down now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully I need to find just the last gift.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
So hopefully I'm going to, I will find it.
What type of thing are you looking for? Can't you say?
I have no idea. That's
you have
why
no idea.
I waited
okay.
until the last time.
It sounds like my shopping.
Yes.
my shopping list is blank. I just have to have a look around.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you going to go and do your shopping?
I don't know. I was thinking here in Multicentro. I think it will be empty.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
It
is empty of shops as well.
Yeah. No, there are a few.
No, there's a few. You know, I'd love to see it back on its feet. I mean, it's supposed to be sort of revamped as an outlet shop, but it's taking its time. It's a shame because it's ideal for me. It's just to walk down the street.
Exactly.
You know, but I hope it works out.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody said the other day, oh, well, it never took. Well, the thing is that it's got a little bit of Panamanian history because it's our first real shopping mall, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm,
our indoor one, at any rate. Oh, well, good luck for that.
Yeah,
hope you find what you're looking for.
Yes, hopefully.
Anyway, we've got a couple of So, I know the feeling. I'm probably going to take a trip to the supermarket today, I think. Yeah. Top up on a few things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we've got a couple of tracks this day in music. Mm-hmm. What have we got?
Okay, the first one, let me see, Maurice Gibb.
Oh, well, yes.
He was born in 1949. Mm-hmm. The Bee Gees singer, songwriter, producer, and he was the eldest by 1 hour.
Then he gets to pay all the bills then.
Yes. 1967, UK number one single, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
1978, UK and US number one single, Night Fever.
Mm-hmm.
Over 30 UK top 40 hits and 9 US number ones over 4 decades.
Yeah, not bad, is it? Okay. I tell you, normally we sort of go for things like Night Fever, things like that, but I'm going to go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Because Massachusetts, two things really, because firstly, I love Boston, which is in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
I like going there.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, this was released, as you say, in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sort of times when I was working Forces Radio Charger.
Oh.
And I remember playing this one quite a lot. There we go, there's one of those. I played them then and I'm playing it again. Massachusetts from the Bee Gees. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we are.
That's nice.
Bit of an old soul, really, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hanging around with me, that's the problem. By the way, what's Ian got planned over Christmas?
Oh, he's going to Santiago, where I was.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the same type of Christmas down there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or up there, where it is up there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would get that confused with the map. I was thinking sort of, you know, that when you go that way, you're going sort of down, but you're not. You're going up.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm easily confused. Who's our second born on this day in music?
The second one is Richard Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1968.
Oh, just a child. Oh, was just a child.
Guitar, vocals with Welsh group Manic Street Preachers, who had the 1992 UK number 17 single, Theme from MASH. Edwards disappeared on 1st February 1995 after leaving his car at a service station by the Severn Bridge, mm-hmm, near Bristol, England.
Mm.
Wow.
It's sad, but it looks like he took his own life.
Oh, wow. But they never found a body.
They never found, but they did, I've got someone else, because I was thinking it was quite interesting. They did proclaim him as being dead, because he sort of disappeared after a certain period of time. It said here, Ed was disappeared on the 1st of February 1995. On the 24th of November in 2008, mm-hmm. he was declared presumed dead. On
wow, that's so weird.
Yeah, so, and it's sort of a little bit, sort of, the name of the song is rather sad as well, really, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Suicide is painless, but we recognise it as the theme from MASH. There we go, that's it. A theme from MASH, or Suicide is Painless, and say, born on this day, was Richard Edwards. And I was just reading some info here about his disappearance. 1st of February, 65. On the day that he and co-band member Bradfield were due to fly to the United States on a promotional tour of the Holy Bible. In the 2 weeks before his disappearance, Edwards withdrew £200 a day from his bank account, which came obviously to £2,800, by the day of the scheduled flight. It's not known if he intended to spend the cash during the US tour or whether a part of it was to pay for a desk that he'd ordered from a shop in Cardiff, but there's no record of the desk having been paid for. Mm-hmm. According to Emma Forrest, as quoted in a version of Reason, the night before he disappeared, Edwards gave a friend a book called Novel with Cocaine, instructing her to read the introduction, which details the author staying at a mental asylum before vanishing. and whilst staying at the Embassy Hotel in Bayswater Road, London, according to Rob Jovanic's biography, Edwards removed some books and videos from his bag. And among them was a copy of the play Equus, and he placed them in a box with a note that said, "I love you," wrapped in the box like a birthday present, and decorated it with collages and literary quotations, including a picture of a dynamic looking house and Bugs Bunny. The package was addressed to Edwards' on-off girlfriend Jo, whom he met some years prior, although they had split a few weeks earlier. I think it sounds like somebody with some mental issues, obviously, mm-hmm. you know.
Exactly.
But yeah, he was just about to leave on a promotional tour to the US. Mm-hmm. So, but this is it. We don't, and this is always one of the things I say about, you know, luckily mental illness is getting more attention these days and being more acknowledged. Mm-hmm. But you just don't know what's going on in somebody's head,
mm-hmm.
you
exactly.
know, because they don't show it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what a tragic story, really.
Mm-hmm.
So there we are. Anyway, mm-hmm. it's Christmas. Let's be smiley and happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that, can't we? All right, yes. Well, look, you have a great day.
Thank you.
And it's you and I doing a show tomorrow together.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll have fun with that, won't we?
Of course.
Yes, we'll have fun. Okay, yes.
See you tomorrow.
I got a message a little bit from Constantine. He dropped us a... Constantino, yes. He dropped us a little line. And he says here, "Morning, Jerry. Are there any Christmas songs from Frank Sinatra?" No. I only jest.
I wouldn't take Christmas, oh no, no, never would I. Wouldn't take Christmas, I love you the best. I wouldn't take Christmas, oh no, no, never would I. Wouldn't take Christmas, I love you the best.
It's time for the holly, the fun and the folly, and all of that jolly jazz. The people are glowing, the Santa's ho-hoing, each window is showing it has
all the latest in toy things, the daddy and boy things, and all of that razzmatazz.
But I wouldn't trade Christmas, wouldn't trade Christmas for New Year's Eve, Thanksgiving, Halloween,
and the rest. Christmas, we love you.
Wouldn't take Christmas, oh no, no, never would I. Wouldn't take Christmas, I love you the best.
The traffic gets pokey, the turkey gets smoky, and all of that hokey stuff. The people are shopping for things they'll be swapping, like filigree boxes of snuff.
So you pour the hot toddy to toast everybody, but can't pour the toddy enough.
But I wouldn't trade Christmas, wouldn't trade Christmas for Father's Day or Mother's Valentine and the rest. Christmas, we love you the best.
The jingle bells jingle, you feel the old tingle, you buy the Kris Kringle scene.
The idea is clever, but subways will never quite handle that huge evergreen.
And the old office party where Stanley and Marty keep drinking until they turn green.
But I wouldn't trade Christmas, wouldn't trade Christmas for Labor Day or Easter, Washington, and the rest. Christmas, we love you the best.
There we go. Yes, I wouldn't trade Christmas from Mr. Frank Sinatra. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, it's all Christmas music. No news, no interruptions. We'll just do the looking out of the window weather forecast for tomorrow. We're just going to sit back, relax, get ready to enjoy the long weekend for Christmas this year. Isn't that great? For me, it's great because I'll be able to have Boxing Day. which we celebrate the day after Christmas over there in the United Kingdom. 26th of December, Boxing Day. Fleetwood Mac. No questions asked.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Shoot the fire.
Well, push comes to shove. It's time to close down the program. Bring us out. That's Tina Marie there. And Love a Girl. A big thanks this morning. I tell you what, it's great to see Alex Newman. He popped in to chat with us today, Dr. Computer. And very interesting. I'll see if I can find a link to that AI story that we were talking about. Now, also a big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her report from El Valle this morning. I'll tell you what we will be doing tomorrow. We're going to be linking up with Ingrid by Zoom. That's going to be around about 8:25 tomorrow morning. So we'll be chatting with her live. And she's going to give us our Freaky Fun Facts Friday as well. Apart from other surprises, no doubt, knowing Ingrid. So big thanks to her today. Big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, my social media person, everything person, except playing music person, which is my person. So big thanks to Yasmin. And tomorrow we're going to be doing a joint program. We're going to keep the mics open tomorrow and we'll sort of muddle through it together. So all Christmas music tomorrow, all right, as we get ready. Because normally, a lot of the time we're on air, aren't we? For Christmas Eve, but not this year. But we're still going to play just Christmas music tomorrow. Get everybody in the right mood for the long weekend. Thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. He's going to be with us in January. 14th of January, said he's flying over. So that'll be nice. And to the boys and girls of Grupo Grado, get us up and running. To Isaac especially. Good morning to you, Isaac, as always. Thank you. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Stay tuned. Gigi will be here with her S-O-S-E chatty. All right, so don't forget to stick around for that. Great programming here on Cool FM right through the day. Right, well, it just really remains for me to say, please, 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 whatever it is you're doing between now and tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, do it carefully. I want to be talking to you, don't I? Not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.